Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, another call for unity. Headline reads, All Koreans called upon to remain true to the spirit of by our nation itself. Well, this is a current NK Perspective editorial, and my comments interjected. It's hard to see comments and where they're interjected when you're listening, so I'll just have to stop and tell you where my comments are. First, the article begins, Pyongyang, January 14. The present times, and then I've interjected, actually since the beginning of the communist regime 50 plus years ago. The present times call for all Koreans responsible for the cause of national reunification, and my comment and question is, who might these Koreans be? The ones loyal to Kim, both North and South? They say to turn out as one in the sacred, that's a strange word, don't you think, to be appearing in an atheist publication, but they call it the Sacred Movement for Reunification and Patriotism. Rodong Sinmun Monday observes this in a signed article. Now, signed means that this article is official propaganda. The article goes on. The Korean nation has conditions and strength enough to perform its role as a driving force for national reunification. Korea still remains divided into the North and the South due to outside forces. Now, my comment here is that this is the old blame game. Korea was divided by a horrendous lack of judgment of Western free forces who acted in good faith but not in good wisdom. It's remained divided due to the nature of communism, the support of communist nations, and the brute force of the North Korean dictators. They go on. But the time-honored history, brilliant cultural tradition, and noble soul of the nation, which have been handed down for 5,000 years, are cherished by the Koreans, as this fact serves as a mainstay of strong mental power for carving out the independent destiny of the nation. And I have to add, though the tradition is mostly pagan, it surely is colorful and brilliant, as he says. But the lie here is the suggestion that North Korea is following that time-honored tradition. North Korea doesn't look anything like the Korea that was meant to be. Well, the Korean nation is a dignified nation, they say, as it has ushered in a new era of independent reunification. Now, what in the world could that mean? I don't know. Despite challenges and vicious obstructions on the part of outside forces, they already said that, right? The historic June 15 Joint Declaration is a banner of independent reunification as it provides the Korean nation with a milestone of national reunification and encourages all the countrymen in the North and the South and abroad to unite as one under the banner of national reunification. Well, there's no question he's talking about reunification here. Three times in that sentence. Anybody have the total so far? They go on. The reality in which Koreans witness a rosy prospect, please, spare us this fantasy talk. Outside of Christ's divine intervention, there's nothing rosy about Korea's prospects. But they say rosy prospect of the movement for national reunification has provided them with an environment favorable for increasing the role as a driving force for settling national issues. It proves that they can surely make a new history of independent reunification and peace and prosperity by themselves. In other words, we don't need you, America. That's what they keep wanting to say. While eating our food and running their machines on our oil, and so on and on. North Korea would have gone under so long ago had it not been for its total dependence on the West. The article continues, The might of unity represents that of the driving force and the unity of all Koreans, provides a sure guarantee for achieving independent reunification and peace and prosperity. Is there a grammar teacher in the house? Anyone who could diagram that last sentence for us? I haven't been able to figure it out yet. All Koreans, whether they live in the North, in the South, or abroad, have a noble national mission to unite close, putting overriding importance to their great cause, irrespective of classes and social strata, in order to accomplish the cause of, you guessed it, national reunification. Now, oh, this is wonderful. So the North is actually going to give up its social caste system? No more slave labor? No more feeding only the worthy? Only when all Koreans struggle in unity in the spirit of by our nation itself can they settle without difficulty any problem arising in achieving national reunification. Well, unity in the spirit, yes, but not the spirit of Juche or some North Korean document or teaching. No, it's only when the Spirit of God is allowed His way in this nation. Unity in that Spirit. That's when true unity will surface. Until God arises, my friends in the Lord, we better keep praying. By the way, visit my homepage every day for a live news feed. You'll get things like this that you can read, and news from all over the world about North Korea, and most of it a little bit more believable. Very fascinating stuff. And thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosenhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You could even get Chosen House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide anything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosen, the Hermit Kingdom, and Land of Morning Calm.